In this bulletin, the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in Australia. A heatwave affects much of eastern Australia. And in sport, NRL boss Todd Greenberg named the new chief executive of the Australian Cricketers Association. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal government says Australia's COVID-19 vaccination plan has been slightly delayed due to international supply issues faced by producers. It comes after Australia's medical regulator, Therapeutic Goods Administration, approved the Pfizer vaccine for provisional use on those aged 16 years and older. The vaccination of priority groups is expected to begin in late February at 80,000 doses per week. The government was aiming to have 4 million Australians vaccinated by the end of March, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison says that's now likely to be completed a few weeks later.
The events of recent weeks, I think, will mean that that 4 million position will be something that is going to be achieved in early April as opposed to late March. That's the reality of dealing with international arrangements. These are things that are beyond our control with these initial shipments. And so that's understanding. That's a combination of both the issues of AZ and Pfizer.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese is questioning why the vaccine's taking so long to distribute.
It is great news that 1 year after the first recorded case of COVID in Australia, today the TGA has approved the first vaccine. But the job, of course, is not done. Vaccines don't save lives, vaccinations do. And that's why it's important that this Pfizer vaccine be rolled out as soon as possible.
And Australia has gone an eighth straight day without detecting any community transmission of coronavirus. It comes a year to the day after Australia's first case of COVID-19 was recorded in a man in his 50s in Victoria. 11 new infections are being reported in hotel quarantine across Australia, 6 in Victoria, 3 in New South Wales, and 2 in Queensland. In other news, New South Wales police are warning Australia Day protesters they could be fined or arrested if they breach COVID-19 restrictions. An Invasion Day demonstration is planned for Sydney's CBD tomorrow to mark the arrival of the British in 1788. Around 6,000 people have registered their interest on social media, but the state's current COVID-19 restrictions limit public gatherings to 500 people. Assistant Commissioner Mick Willing says while he understands the 26th of January is a difficult day for many, police will be enforcing public health orders.
Do not come in and be part of that public gathering. Find another way to express your views and your opinions. I know we are all aware that these are sensitive issues and they're very important issues to a lot of people, but we are still in the middle of a global pandemic.
And Federal Communications Minister Paul Fletcher has criticised the ABC after it published an Australia Day article that also used the term Invasion Day. The ABC story in question is a guide of activities taking place in capital cities around the country on the 26th of January. Mr Fletcher says the national broadcaster is wrong to use both terms, as the name Australia Day is used by the overwhelming majority of Australians. But the ABC has defended its editorial policy, saying its default terminology remains Australia Day, while recognising others use terms such as 26th of January or Invasion Day for the date. Temperatures have soared into the 40s across large parts of Australia's southeast as a heatwave continues. Total fire bans are in place across the 3 New South Wales Riverina districts and in 6 Victorian districts, including the Mallee, Wimmera, Northern Country, Northeast and North Central and East Gippsland. While temperatures are settling in Victoria as a wind change moves through, the heat will linger in New South Wales until tomorrow. Bureau of Meteorology New South Wales manager Agata Imielska says Australia Day temperatures in Western Sydney will top 40 degrees, while coastal areas will benefit from a sea breeze reaching about 35.
We will see a change move across the state, starting across the south, bringing cloud and rain in the morning to the southern areas. So we will see cooler temperatures across parts of the southern part of the state and the Riverina. With it, we will also see some widespread rainfall again across the southern part of the state in the order of 10 to 20 millimetres.
To sport, and former NRL boss Todd Greenberg has been appointed as the new chief executive of the Australian Cricketers Association. Greenberg replaces Alistair Nicholson, who confirmed his departure in October. It's the first official move into cricket for Greenberg, who played first grade for Randwick Petersham in Sydney before climbing the NRL's ranks. Let's see what tomorrow's weather is doing around the country. Fine and sunny, a mild 27 degrees in Perth. Partly cloudy in Adelaide, 24. Rain easing for Melbourne, 22 for you. A morning shower or two in Hobart, 21. A late shower or two in Canberra, 35 for you. Mostly sunny in Wollongong, 33 degrees. In Sydney, a sunny 35 degrees. Fine weather for Newcastle as well. Hot though, and 37 degrees. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31, similar conditions in Cairns, 32 and 31 with heavy falls and a possible storm for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis as well as special features from the SBS newsroom, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.